Now, tell me about your father.
City Counselling on 95BFM, our weekly chat with the good people of Auckland Council.
Indeed, as of yesterday, Council formally adopted a budget to retain key council services and deliver a $2.57 billion infrastructure program to stimulate economic recovery while adjusting to a severe fall in income. Auckland Mayor Phil Gough said of the budget that Auckland Council is confronting nearly half a billion income shortfall because of the pandemic and associated lockdown. On top of that, we have to meet an additional unbudgeted capital investment of $224 million to bring forward water infrastructure projects to deal with the worst drought Tamaki Makaurau has ever experienced. So this week on City Counselling, I spoke to Councillor Tracy Mulholland of the Faux Ward and began by briefly summarising for those who missed it what has become of the budget after the consultation processes and other official processes.
So we went through that process. There was a final discussion a couple of weeks ago. We've workshopped it again. And yesterday, it, as a budget, was put up for the final decision so the rating could be set. What's been finalised is that the local boards all voted 3.5% and they wanted the locally driven initiative funding there, which was $3 million across Tamaki Makaurau, the funding to support infrastructure. We've had about another 500 losses of jobs, but the infrastructure projects that are underway will continue, and some that are contracted and near signing may proceed, so that's good. And we are in a situation now where we can continue with those said projects. And we have dropped, of course, significant budgets in certain areas. For example, one of the ones that was controversial was America's Cup, and that got cut by half.
Indeed, and following the formal adoption of the budget, this week also saw the vote on the continuation and support for the Maunga Authority. So we continued our discussion, touching on what that vote was and what it meant.
The decision was made yesterday to support the Maunga Authority. And what that is their statutory obligations that have been handed them, that they make the decisions around their maunga. Now, I get it because of the controversy over the protection of our environment and trees and flight paths and natural environment, of course, but that is their decision in terms of the work that they do for future generations and the protection of the maunga. So that actually was approved yesterday, and I think it was, I'm sure it was, and we'd need to just go check, but I think it was about 18 or 19 votes to 21. So, you know, and you are right, I have read a lot about where people have been divisive over it. I do not sit on the Maunga Authority, and my understanding, you know, and I certainly believe that that is the value of Te Ao Māori in terms of their decision making. And but that has been approved, and I was one that voted for it. I believe that it is their decision, and they are working for the future of the people of Tamaki Makaurau and their own authority, you know, to make these decisions. So I'm very new to it, so I haven't actually been involved, and I know that some local people have protested, and some people have been, again, very aggressive towards the councillors who sit on that body, and I don't believe in those levels of aggression and threats of violence and death on either side. I think we allow people to make the decisions that they are duly legislated to make.
On the note of continuing projects, with the announcement of the Western Busway and Tofo Pathway, I turned the conversation with Councillor Tracy Mulholland to shed some light on what these projects are and what they mean for the Faux and Inner West.
What it is a fantastic pathway that engages and is across a number of boards from the Faux area right through to Henderson Massey. So the pathway will mean engagement for our younger tamariki and people to have easier access to schools by way of walking or by way of cycling on the path. It is a great environmental project whereby we enable people to easily move. So if people want to cycle or they want to walk, there's that ability. Also, it is very, very family friendly in that it allows and enables then people to have a space if they're home on weekends and they want to go out and about, that there is this pathway. What it does essentially is it connects up all of those areas, and there are some areas where it goes across waterways, so there is a substantial amount of work required for that. But essentially, if you think how easy it is for a young person to get to school easier without having to be on a congested road, then it has many social benefits because of this connection, and a health benefit as well. But it means essentially we have got capacity for movement, and it forms something that the West hasn't had like that.
And finally, this week has seen some light shone on the successes of Hauaka Eka Noa, of course, the body which connects Māori and Pacifica-owned businesses and sole traders with the public, private sectors, iwi and non-government clients. With the Southern Initiative, wards and local boards combined, making waves for their economic and communal partnership with Hauaka Eka Noa, I asked Mulholland about similar partnerships for the West.
Hauaka Eka Noa is a project that actually is a collective project for Tamaki Makaurau. So what it does is it's a path towards a responsive future, and it defines the desired responsive future and action plans that have been implemented and approved. And it is a Māori responsiveness framework for Auckland Council as a whole. And it was developed to deliver Auckland's plan and overarching outcomes in relation to Māori. So things that, you know, are part of the strategy that might help listeners understand it, and it is on the council website if anyone would like to have a look. But it enables Te Tiriti o Waitangi, and it enables Māori outcome and Te O Māori. And it is an engagement process, and it does engage with Māori communities. We already started a plan in my term, and it was the first time it was ever done for council, as we had a Pacifica People's Plan and an ethnic plan. And I am really, really proud that I was chair and enabled these plans to be developed. Those plans are going well. They have been implemented, and there is strong engagement. Groups have been formed from it, and so the outcomes that were set with regards to talking through issues of employment and looking at opportunities for supportive communities, so we have that betterment and we have full engagement, that has been working, and we have seen that in play. So that's what you want, isn't it, with a new plan and a strategy, that it doesn't just sit there, that it actually works. From a ward perspective, you know, and that relates to employment, and it relates to consultation process, and it relates to engagement, and it relates to better outcomes for communities. So with regards to projects like the Southern Initiative, and it's been brought over to the Western Initiative, things are going well and is being supported. In terms of some of the initiatives that have been taken in the southern area, we're certainly getting an uptake in the western area.
That was Councillor Tracy Mulholland of the Fo Ward talking about Hauaka Eka Noa, Te Fo Pathway, the Maunga Authority, and of course the formally adopted budget made official yesterday. We've got some other councillors throughout the next couple of months already booked in and raring to go, so stay tuned to the B.
I love that answer.
For more of your local news.
Well, just stay tuned to the B, period.
Yep. Full stop, no cap.
No cap. Thank you very much to Oscar for another informative instalment of City Counselling. We'll be back after some Santa Gold. Here's Get It Up, the radio clip mix. I've been so excited about saying that on air, eh? The radio clip mix. Let's go.
Have you tried mindfulness? Try mindfulness.
City Counselling on 95 BFM.